Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Babli, Daf Nun Vov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the foot of the page, Kini Masnisa. Kini Masnisa, Shoyla Hisif La Ela Bishil, Chibas Laila Rishin Shabal. Rav Nazari teaches in our Mishnah that he wrote the Tosefes due to dearness of the first night. He had relations with her. If he didn't have relations, she did not acquire. Baal Gersha Vechvira Vadain Chibas Laila Rishon Kayemus. If he had relations, divorced and remarried her, the dearness of the first night persists, and she has Tosefes. Baal Meis Venofla Lifnei Yavam Adain Chibas Laila Rishon Kayemus. If he had relations, died and fell, and she fell to a Yavam, the dearness of the first night persists, means she has Tosefes. Yaakov Ba'acha Tavi Al Chasa Vishem Chizkiyah Halacha Kiblos Ben Azariah Sha'amah Nis'almna Oit Nis'garshu Mina Irisin, Gleben Masayim, Mina Nasun, Gleben Esakol. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Alachsa, quoting Chizkiah, said that the halacha follows of Elazar ben Azariah. It says that if she was widowed or divorced from Irisin, Ebersoda collects 200, from Nasun she collects all of it. Rechananya Amma halacha of Elazar ben Azariah, and Rechananya said the halacha follows of Elazar ben Azariah. Amma, she said, Rabbi Yanai, Amru Rabbi Chananya, say Ukura. Rabbi Yanai says that they said to Rav Chananya, go read Mikra, don't engage in halacha, the halacha does not follow the Rav Nazariah. Rav Yonah Vzeira Vashem Rav Yonason, Amar halacha Kav Rav Nazariah. Rav Yonah quoting Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Yonason, said the halacha does follow Rav Nazariah. Rav Yosef Bar Zeira Vashem Rav Yonason, Amar Ein halacha Kav Rav Nazariah. Whereas Rav Yosef Bar Zeira quoting Rav Yonason said the halacha does not follow Rav Nazariah. Amar Rav Yosi Simon Hayalan, the Chizkiya Rav Yonason Shneim Amud Davar Echad. Rav Yosi rejects that we had a Simon, a way to remember Chizkiya, and Rav Yonason said the same matter. Early in Chizkiya ruled like Rav Lazar ben Azariah. Since they tani Misha Halach Benoyu Ben Esayam, Shema Alav Shemeis VaOmad Kasuv Kanachasov LaAcher VaChakach Ba Benoyu Matnosay Kayemes. The Bible says if one's son went overseas and he heard their son died, and he wrote over all of his property to someone else, and after his son returned, his gift stands. Rishim ben Asya says his gift does not stand. Had he known that his son was still alive, he would not have written the property to somebody else. Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha halacha kevlaz ben Azariah. Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha said that halacha follows Elazar ben Azariah. The Elazar ben Azariah reheated Rishim ben Asya. And Elazar ben Azariah and Rishon ben Asya are of the same opinion. We follow the assessment of intent, and it follows that the halacha follows of Shimon ben Asya. And we take out the next sentence from the Gersa, and it should say, "V'chein nafak uvda k'rabbi Elazar ben Azariah," and so an episode was conducted in practice like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ratza Koisef, Vesula Shtash and Masayim, V'hi Koisefes Loi Hiskabalti Mimcha, Mana, v'yikoseret l'hiskavati v'mcha chamishim zuz. Rav Yehuda says, he may write a 200 to a besula, and she writes a receipt that she received 100 even if she didn't. He may write 100 to a widow, and she can write that she received 50 zuz. Rav Meir Omer, kol ha'peiches l'besula m'masayim, ala mana, m'mana, ha'ri z'bilizness. Rav Meir says, if one reduced the ksuba from 200 for a besula or from 100 for a widow, the relations is like relations outside wedlock. And the Gemara says, mizbe sova Rav Yehuda, in Poichsin Vasulum mi mana or amana, Mechamishim Zuz. The Gemara says that we can assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one may not decrease the Ksuba from 100 for a Vasula or 50 to a widow. Vichtiv Kain Mishah Rashaina. Well, he should write this amount from the beginning. Why does he write the full Ksuba and she writes that she received half? Ella, the Poichis Vaholech, well, he agrees that one must fulfill the enactment to write 100 or 200, just he may decrease afterwards as much as she consents. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah should say that she writes, I receive from you such and such an amount. The teacher says there's no fixed amount that must remain. And indeed, a brisa was found in which Bakapa taught, I received from you such and such amount. Rabbi Yochanan said that she can pardon only at the end, but at the beginning, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that she cannot, because it's like uprooting the Chachamim's enactment. What is at the beginning, what's at the end? Chavaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ad shelo bal or mishabal. Talmidim quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that that's referring to before relations and after relations. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ad shelo kanas or mishikanas. Where the Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Yochanan said a different answer. He said it means whether they are before nesuin or after nesuin. They should say kanas or bal. The girusha echzirahi he betchila he besayf. The Gemara asks if he did nesuin according to Rabbi Zeira or had relations according to the Talmidim and divorced and returned and was makasha again but did not yet have nesuin or relations. Is it considered at the beginning or at the end? Ve'ezihi isha ve'ezihi pilegesh. And what is a wife and what is considered a pilegesh, which is a concubine? But Meir ima isha yesh laksuba, pilegesh in laksuba. But Meir answered that a wife has a ksuba, a pilegesh does not have a ksuba. But Yuda ima achazu achazu yesh laksuba, isha yesh laksuba, Tanai Ksuba, Pilegesh Yesh Lo Ksuba, Ve'ein La Tanai Ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda answered differently. He said both of them have a Ksuba. A wife has a Ksuba and Tanai Ksuba, where the Pilegesh has a Ksuba but not Tanai Ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rav, Zu Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Avar Divi Chachomim, Noisa Adam Isha, Masne Ima Amalash Shalei Lazuna, Ve'lefarnasa Ve'lei Oid, Ve'lesh Tehei, Zoi Nosim, Farnasa Soi, Amalam Dasoi, Teira. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that this is the opinion of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chachamim say one may marry a woman and stipulate on condition not to feed and finance her and give her other needs, such as clothing. And not only this, but rather she will feed him and finance him and teach him, meaning enable him to be free to learn Torah. Ma'aseh b'vishura b'nai shor b'yakiva sh'nasa isha b'yisna amanas sh'loi lazun v'shlo lefarnes v'loi oid v'lesitei zonasai v'fanasasai v'mlamdasai Torah. A case occurred with Rabbi Shua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. He married a woman and stipulated on condition not to feed and finance her, and not only this, but rather she will feed and finance him and teach him Torah. The came to Bow, Shani Ra'avoin, the Chilka and the Chosin Beinehen, Hischila, Koybeles Olav, Lachachmi Yisol, Amalehen, He Ne'menes Olai, Yosem and Akol. When famine years came and she could not support him, they divided the property between them. She began to complain about him to the Chachmi Yisol. He said, I believe her more than anyone. Ask her what we stipulated. Amalahen bevadei kach esnesi imoi, as you say, amula, ein ache kinyan klum. She told them, surely I did stipulate with him. They told her, after kinyan there's nothing you can do to retract, you have to fulfill what you accepted.